six parak of Tamai, Mishnah Gimel. We'll continue the halachas of a worker or a sharecropper or another type of worker that took care of the field and he ended up with produce. How does he split up the produce and who's responsible for taking up the trumas and maasers? So Kohen v'Levi shekiblu sadam Yisrael. We have a Kohen and a Levi that they were the sharecroppers for a field that belonged to Yisrael. K'shem shechokim b'chulim k'chokim v'trumah. The Tanakhama holds that, let's say the agreement was that each one gets half of the produce, so they split it in half, and each one is responsible for the trumah and maasers of his chelek, and even though the worker is a kohen or a Levi, he doesn't get all the trumah. He gives half of it to the Baal HaBayis, and the Baal HaBayis has the option of giving his truma to whoever he wants. Rabbi Lezer, disagrees. Afa Maisa Shalahem, Shamanaz Kain Bo. He says that if a sharecropper is a kohen or a Levi, and he's working for Yisrael, in such a situation it's understood that all the Maisa, let's say the Levi, all the Maisa from the Taifel goes to him. So he split it in half, and he gets also the Maisa from the Baal HaBayis' part. That is Rabbi Lezer's opinion, it's not the halacha.